Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper and fandom old.
This episode, the 25th, recorded just after The Rise of Skywalker was released, was supposed to be all about Anakin Skywalker and Padme Amidala, but Katie and me ended up talking not only about their tragic love story, but also vent about Star Wars in general and take a number of other detours. It makes for a somewhat disjointed, but hopefully still enjoyable episode, and I promise, we do talk about the Anakin-Padme ship as well. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk/Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple, and are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, that's one true pairing, i.e. they ship the love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews, het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or real people, the only limit is the imagination. Sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you could also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-Fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 39 now, and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you were wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies and German Literature. These days I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, reading and gifting, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there are few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song...
Spoilers.
Star Wars is one of those fandoms that pretty much everyone knows, and we admittedly meander about a little, since there are probably as many opinions as there are Star Wars fans. Therefore, you might not 100% agree with everything we say, but we're not claiming that ours are the only valid opinions. The motto of this podcast still stands. In the middle of all of this, Katie manages to make a pretty good case for Anakin and Padme and shares some great fanworks to boot. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. How about you? Yeah, it's okay. It's so why don't we start with some introduction? Who are you? What do you do?
All right. Well, I'm Katie. I live in America. I'm 19.
Which part of America? The U.S.
I'm the South.
Or the Canada?
The South U.S.
South U.S. Okay. I know it's usually used like that, but I don't like to assume, because the first time I was in Canada, I sat on a bus and I told the guy next to me, oh, I'm doing an America tour. And he was like, but you're not in America now, you're in Canada. I'm like, but geography.
Continent. There's like two Americas. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
So ever since, I'm a bit careful with the America, US, Canada thing.
Yeah, well, I'm from the southern part of the USA, so I'm a medical transcriptionist, you know, full-time in an emergency room, so this is like, you know, something I like to do on the side, you know, fanfic shipping.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't we all? Don't we all? I just assume that everyone who's listening is someone who's interested in shipping and fandom. And... Yeah. And you were nominated by Thea. How do you know her?
We've been friends for a couple years now. We met on Tumblr and we've been, you know, we've hung out a couple times. It's been pretty great. So we've been friends for a while.
Oh, yeah. Fandom friends becoming real life friends. That's the best.
That's like the best thing ever. Like, she's one of my best friends.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great. I've got one of those as well. One of my best friends I know through fandom. So, yeah, it's lovely. And what's your fandom history? Like, how long have you been in fandom?
I want to say since I was about 11. That's when I first started getting into fandoms. Like, ooh. Beyblade was my thing, man.
I don't even know what that is. I'm just like assuming this... anime?
Yeah, it's an anime. It was a kid's anime, and I was like...
If I don't know it, then it's usually anime.
It's a big mood.
Yeah, so and that seems to be like... Anime seems to be like the gateway for a lot of fans.
Yeah, I really think so. Like, where else are you gonna find... Like, that's where, like, most of the fan art is when you're young. Mm-hmm. Like, back in 2000, like... 10, 11, 12, that's where most of the fan art was.
And I guess it's because when you're still quite young, it's kind of a natural transition because you probably watch it like just for fun and then suddenly like, ooh, I wonder if there's stuff on the internet.
I remember the first time I discovered fanfics, I was just like floored. I was like, what is this? What? I was floored.
And then how quickly did you get into like shipping and stuff?
Oh, I jumped into the deep end like immediately. Like I was already shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like at that point, but like I didn't realize how far I could go with shipping. Like I didn't realize there was fan art and fan fiction mm-hmm. and animatics and stuff like that. Like I just jumped into the deep end of it.
So you started with Beyblade and then?
And then, let's see, I went Beyblade to Powerpuff Girls to, let's see, I'm trying to think, like, ooh, it's been a whole decade. let's see, there's an anime called Hetalia, and I'm pretty embarrassed of that now.
It's something with countries, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing and quite a bit problematic now, but I was really into it then. And then, let's see, Attack on Titan, and then a whole bunch of, like, minuscule animes, and I never really, like, I was in the fandom, but I wasn't in the fandom, and then Miraculous Ladybug came out when I was in, like, a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And since then, that's where I've been, with Star Wars and that, that's my main two.
And what type of, like, shipper are you? Do you have, like, usually one OTP or a multi-ship, and...
I'm multi-ship, multi-fandom, you know, I like mm-hmm. the rare pairs, I like the canon pairs, mm-hmm. I like everything.
Yeah, so this time we're talking about Star Wars. I'm just assuming that people know what Star Wars is basically about.
Yeah.
Yep, especially like I said before, we're recording this just before Christmas. Rise of Skywalker came out yesterday.
I have some strong opinions on that, but I can't say anything.
I haven't seen it. I'm waiting for friends of mine who I usually go to the cinema to that those types of movie with. But yeah, I don't want to go by myself.
I won't spoil it for you, but I will say it will cause a lot of internal rage.
So no matter on which side you're on, it would be rageful no matter what.
Yeah, you could like the sequels, you cannot like the sequels, but either way, you will be absolutely enraged with the outcome. Like,
oh, no.
It's not, and not in like a good way. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
So, just prepare yourself mentally.
Well, like, yeah, by the time this podcast comes out, I will have seen it. I will have formed my own opinion. Mainly, I just want, and I know that that's definitely going to happen. So, at least one thing will be on the plus side. There will be trio action, which I've been missing so much.
Yeah, I love the trio trope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three friends messing things up.
Exactly. And I missed that so much in the last one. So, yeah. Yay. At least that movie has this going for it. That Finn and Poe and Rey actually interact.
Yeah, like, that is a big, that's a big thing. I like, every movie has a trio. It's either mm-hmm. Luke, Leia, and Han, mm-hmm. Anakin, Obi-Wan, Padme, or mm-hmm. Finn, Rey, Poe. Like, that is, like...
Yeah. And we're talking about the... About the Padme, Anakin, Obi-Wan era of Star Wars this time, right?
Yeah. The prequel series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny, that's the one trio that I never really got into.
Really?
But, yeah, the thing is, I saw, Jesus Christ, do you know the feeling when you just have this blank in your head?
Yeah, it's Phantom Menace time.
Jesus fucking Christ on a pogo stick. Ah, Phantom Menace. I saw the Phantom Menace. And there was Liam Neeson, there was Ewan McGregor, and I'm really sorry, anything else that happened afterwards, I was just like, oh, okay, where's Qui-Gon Jinn? I want my Master and Apprentice.
I feel that, like, it's the end of, like, I just finished finals, so I'm like, my whole brain is just mush at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think, but like... I really like the prequel series, just maybe because of the way it was structured.
Yeah.
Like, a slow decline into madness kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think in every Star Wars fandom, there's people who like the prequels and the original, and people who only like the sequels and the original.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anyone who likes all three.
Okay, valid.
I've yet to find them.
Valid. Yeah. I've only seen, like, I've seen Phantom Menace just because, as a couple of times, just because, like the edit, the Phantom End edit, I've seen a couple of times, because that's a vast improvement over the original movie.
Wow.
You know, like, there was this guy, and he cut the Phantom Menace into a movie that actually kind of works.
I never heard of that. I didn't. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't like the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. But for me, it was important because it was about, you know, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. They were the ship that ate fandom. Seriously, you could not avoid it. It was like, I don't know if you remember Inception and Arthur Eames. It was like everyone was shipping Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. It was madness. So I had to watch that one. You had to watch the movie a few times because of them. But I've discovered the fan edit, the Phantom edit, I think it's called. Yeah. And it's, which is a vast improvement just because it has less Jar Jar Binks, for example.
Was Jar Jar Binks the Sith Lord in disguise?
Yeah, I hope, like, yeah, I mean, I hope that this is not a controversial opinion. I like to keep my podcast positive, but yeah, I have opinions about Jar Jar Binks.
I think we all can agree unanimously. You either love Jar Jar or you hate Jar Jar, but we all agree he's a Sith Lord secretly.
Absolutely. Like, but so I'm really sorry. I've been hijacking. We're not actually talking about Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn. We are talking about a ship that really took off in not in the Phantom Menace, because that would have been weird.
Oh my, like, I don't know why they started it like that, but it was just like...
I guess you have to do a bit of mental gymnastics to, like, forget the fact that she met him when he was like 5.
I know, like, why is there like a, what, let me see, 14 to 9, that's 5-year difference? That's a pretty big difference.
And the thing is, I didn't really know that she was supposed to be only 14. Because she's a queen! She's the ruler of her planet! I always assumed she was like 20!
Yeah, like, I didn't realize she was only 14 till I was older, but I was always like, until, like, I got older, I was like, oh, she's 14. Still weird, but a little less weird, you know?
Yeah, and they're obviously the canon ship.
Yeah, they set it up a little bit weird in the beginning. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, yeah, who made that decision?
I guess it was something about along the lines of, we need, like, they probably wanted to set up, like you said, a trio that would go through all three movies. And also have maybe one female character.
Your token female character.
And
obviously,
if she hadn't been in it, then Phantom Menace would have been, like, except for Anakin's mom, completely without any women.
I know, like, I really like the handmaiden dynamic with it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That worked well.
That was really nice.
But yeah. Why the 5-year age gap? Who is in charge of this? Do I need to get the FBI?
it would have, I don't know why he had to be so young. He might have been less annoying if he had been a bit older. Because, like, the know-it-all little child, I mean, does anyone like that? Anyone?
No. And then his actor got arrested for something, and I was just like, that fits.
Oh no, I didn't even know that, because I'm not in the fandom, okay. I always felt very sorry for Hayden Christian.
Yeah, I feel really bad, because, like, when they switched actors, it felt like everyone, like, didn't like him automatically, and the way they did, like, his hair just really did not help his cause. He did the best with what he could.
Yeah, but yeah, we've talked about the weird age thing and the way their meet is kind of weird, but obviously there's something about them that you like. What made you ship them?
I guess it's like, I like the dynamic they have when they get older. Like, I mean, when I go back and rewatch it, it's not as glorious as I remember it. But, like, I like the dynamic. Like, I'm a sucker for forbidden romances. Like, that's my thing. Like, I love Meerkat. I love all, like, maybe not Romeo and Juliet, but, like, I like forbidden romance.
Yeah.
And they had one, and then, like, he's going off doing God knows what, and she's there, like, fighting for freedoms, and then in the end, they just have these irreparable differences that, you know, it feels like it could have been solved with therapy, but,
yeah,
you know, who's gonna give therapy in a world where magic's real? So,
and I mean, Anakin had, like, this unfortunately had, like, the bad mentor who did, like, the worst possible thing, like, you know.
Encouraged. Yeah, like, he had Palpatine.
Yeah, it was like, I was just thinking, like, that, he was, like, the worst possible therapist.
No, no, it's like, the evil version of a therapist, like, that's what he had. But
yeah,
I guess I just like the dynamic they had. Like, she was her own person.
Yeah.
And then, like, But she could, and she kind of like started distancing, like they just kind of ended up growing apart. And I don't know why I like it. Like, mm-hmm. it makes no sense compared to all my other ships, but they, like, I just kind of like how Padme is her own person.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to, you know, she's just an extension of, you know, the main character, like, mm-hmm. everyone else is. Like, Pepper Potts, like, Coney Stark, she's just, like, if they treat her kind of like as just an extension
yeah.
of him, as opposed to, like, her own major character.
Yeah, I guess that's a problem if one of a couple is a main character and the other one's just a supporting.
Yeah, like, she's actually a main character with a purpose that drives yeah. the plot, so I mm-hmm. guess that's why.
Yeah, Padme is amazing. As much like, as I love Obi-Wan, Padme might just be my favorite character from the prequel.
Yeah, Padme is pretty badass.
And, like, do you have any favorite canon moments? Is it the wedding? Is it what?
I liked it when they were like, okay, I'm in a long distance relationship, so that scene kind of hit a little bit closer to home for me. Mm-hmm. But when he was coming off the ship, you know, from saving Chancellor Palpatine, and they mm-hmm. like, you know, run up and they hug, like that kind of like hit me hard, because that's what I do, you know, every 3 months.
Aww.
I run up and I get a really big hug, and it's just like yeah. really like bittersweet, because you know you're gonna have to leave again soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, but that's why it kind of hits hard for me. That's one of my it's one of my favorites.
Aww. And the like, what's the tragedy of it? Does that detract or add to your attraction?
I think it adds, because I'm always yeah. a sucker for sad things.
Oh.
Like, oh, she died in childbirth.
Aww.
We don't know why. We have our suspicions, but we don't mm. know why. And it's just kind of sad, because he genuinely does miss her.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how it affects him in, like, the original trilogy. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yeah, yeah. I had... When I saw, that one the first time, I was like... But Leia said she remembered her mother's face. What?
I always thought it was like a huge portrait in like a museum or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I always thought, oh, maybe Padme came to her as a force ghost.
I never thought that before.
You're like, that's interesting. When she was little, to make sure that her baby girl was okay.
Does that mean Luke also got a Force Ghost visit?
Maybe, but maybe he was just not paying attention because boys.
Because boys. like, okay, I have a question. So Leia gets to go off and be a princess, but Luke gets to be a farmer.
Yeah.
Padme yes. had to be beyond the grave, Obi-Wan, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's how I've always imagined her reacting to finding out Luke and Leia got separated and he went to a farm.
And yeah, and it was, I mean, Obi-Wan was on the same planet, but he was like living in a cave. It was like, sorry,
I know, like,
like
she would not have approved.
No. Yeah, I mean, he did go to like blood family.
Yeah,
but honestly, like, the palace, they couldn't afford to take a second baby to get, I mean, the Jesus, Organas, they couldn't afford to take a second baby?
I know, that's what I'm thinking, like, they couldn't take both? Like, where's yeah. the thought? Like, I know it was like, oh, they can't be sent together, like, but now you have to go and force shield two children.
Yeah.
From one person. Like, how's that gonna happen?
Or maybe, like, maybe... Obi-Wan couldn't sense that Leia was also, like, strong in the Force, because that's never quite clearly stated in the movies. Obviously she is, but they don't...
Yeah,
I mean,
like, it was...
But yeah, during the original trilogy and stuff, they don't really go out and say anything like that. So maybe he did, like, a little Force scan, and then he was like, oh yeah, I have to be much more careful with Luke, so let's separate him so that at least Leia is safe, can grow up as a normal princess, as you do.
Yeah, just like her mom.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, that's...
I also feel like it was petty revenge. Like, Anakin would hate He hates Tatooine, and I feel like this is Obi-Wan's last act of revenge to put his son on Tatooine. That was petty. Like, I refuse to acknowledge anything other than it was petty.
Yeah, like Stormtrooper to Darth Vader, like, there is this planet, and there might be, your son might be on it. And which planet? Tatooine. Nope, no, not going there. No, mm-mm.
That was essentially the mood. Like, he never set foot on that planet, I think, in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any of the movies. Like, he refused to go back. And I feel like if we could just stay there forever, none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
Like, if Leia had stayed on Alderaan, stuff still would have happened, but, like...
Yeah. I find it mildly hilarious that we're supposed to be talking about the ship and instead we're making up Star Wars headcanons.
Which is, we keep, like, jumping around. Like...
Which is, like, such a fandom thing to do, though.
Yeah, it's, like, that's what fandom is. It's just jumping from one thing to another and having fun about it. Like,
Yeah.
You can't have Luke and Leia without Anakin and Padme.
Absolutely. Obviously. Biologically.
Biologically, you can't even have them biologically. Yeah, I feel really... I've been working on an animatic about it. I don't know. Ooh. Have you ever heard of Hamilton, like the song Burn?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, that's what I've been animating so far. Ooh. I was animating first Burn, and it's like... Mm-hmm. And Emmy Ritchie had, like, this one for the same song. It was, like, multiple versions of Eliza. And so I thought, oh, that'd be interesting. So I'm doing that for, like, Padme. And, you know, I start with Phantom Menace and work all the way up to, like, her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it hit me too hard in the feels.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So I hope you finish it so I can watch.
The likelihood of me finishing any project is always zero.
Zero! Not even not small, zero. But zero!
Zero, because I just get distracted and I'm like, oh, and then I forget about it completely. And then, like, one year later, I'll be going through my thing. I'll be going through my projects and I'm like, oh, I forgot about it. But at that point, my art style has already changed so much that if I work on it, it's going to look completely different. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, now I have to start over. And then the cycle continues.
I guess that's an advantage with fan fiction. You can kind of always go back.
You can always go back and fix it, but you can't go back. You have to just redraw everything when it comes to art.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have to stop my cat from barfing.
Oh, okay.
Stop! Come here. Come here, we can go. Granny. You're so cute. Come on. Come on, on the linoleum. Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Sorry, she just suddenly decided it was time to puke.
Oh, but is she okay?
Oh, she's fine. She hairballs. She has a massive problem with them. So, like, I was like, okay. Oh, not on the carpet.
Oh, yeah. I know very little about cats, so I... I'm allergic, so.
Aw, that's too bad.
Well, I can't even keep a plant alive, so I don't think that it would be a very good idea if I had a cat.
I can't. All my plants are plastic. I have, like, a plastic succulent, and my mom's like, "Oh, how'd you keep it alive this long?" I'm like, "Mom, it's plastic."
Plastic succulent. I've never seen that one. That might be an idea. People might actually believe me if I had one. Because any other greenery in my flat, everyone would be like, okay, either you bought that just yesterday or it's fake.
Why not both?
Yeah, that is true. I always tell people I have black thumbs. It's like, yeah. At work, they wanted me to take care of the plant, and I was like, are you sure? Are you really, really sure?
Are you prepared for the consequences of your request?
Yeah, then I half killed most of them, and then I was able to give up that responsibility. Like, okay. sorry, but yes. So the the Anakin Pap, I mean, obviously the Star Wars fandom is like massive, one of the oldest, pre-internet and everything. But what's the Anakin Padme corner of Star Wars fandom like?
They're very salty. We're all kind of a little bit salty, but we've been kind of like over the last, let's see, Revenge of the Sith came out 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 15 years, and we've all kind of like, all the people who were originally in the fandom are older, and most of them have kind of like left, I think. Like, mm-hmm. there's still some people there who've been there since the beginning, but like, it's mostly, I can't say for certain, because I don't really interact with a whole lot of people in the fandom.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a handful. But it's mostly, like, coming up with, like solving the problems that it left us. Like,
mm-hmm.
How did Padme die? We all kind of just assumed that Palpatine, you know, took her life force to save Anakin.
Yeah.
Like, how would Padme have reacted to this? How would this have changed if she had done this? Like, it's more, like, just headcanons mm-hmm. throughout the fandom than anything, like... And I guess that's what you get when nothing's happened in the last, you know, 15 years.
Yeah, and but. When, of course, the you know, it's like, it has such a tragic ending and everything. Yeah.
So you it's know, mostly it, just fan canon.
Yeah, I mean, it would be probably different if, you know, if they had, like, skipped off into the sunset together. But then we would never have had Star Wars in the first place, so.
That's true. Like, it's kind of changed from, like, when I was about maybe 12. Like, I remember hearing, like, it was mostly just Padme being sad, but now it's just all, like, Padme being, like, really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before she dies, like, while she's dying, like, after Aww. She dies, like, it's, like, she's pissed throughout. And I gotta mm-hmm. say, I'm kind of living for it. Like,
mm-hmm.
cool. Oh, yeah, that's a new angle. Hmm.
So where do you find that content? Is it on Tumblr or on AO3 or Twitter?
AO3 has some pretty good writers that are like, mm-hmm. she's like, I can't, I've been looking for this one fanfic. I read it like earlier this year mm-hmm. and I have not been able to find it. I've like searched everything. I like literally put no filters on and went from like, because it was a really big, really long story. It's like maybe yeah. like over 100,000 words. And so I've been searching for it and I turned off like all the filters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I've just been looking through each one and I can't find it. So I'm scared somebody deleted it. Like the writer deleted it. And like, yeah. I can't find it. But it was like my favorite story. It was like,
it would be so handy. I mean, I love the AO3 and everything. But one thing that I've been missing is that you could search your own history. That would be so handy. Like, the filters on your own history. That would be so, so practical.
Oh, man. I wish I could do.
But you can't. It's yeah, I've been looking for some stuff myself, and I was like,
I can't find it.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone. I can't find it. If anyone's listening to this, and you know a story where Luke, as a child, gets transported back in time, and, like, mm-hmm. he has, like... He was traveling with Obi-Wan as an apprentice at the age of, like, seven. Like, five. The age range of, like, 5 to 7. Let me know, please. Because I have been searching for it for, like, weeks now.
Okay.
Bordering on a little
bit. Who knows? Now. Maybe someone knows it. But, yeah, but if you've been searching so hard, then it might, yeah, maybe someone.
Yeah.
Which I find such a pity. Because, like, if you don't like it anymore, just orphan it. You know?
I know.
So it's no longer.
Complete. Too,
yeah, because I mean someone always loves that story, so even if you start to hate it, just orphan it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a really good story. It was, I think it was done, like, I can't really remember like the ending of it, but mm-hmm. I think it was done, and it was just like really well written. I can't mm-hmm. understand why anyone would delete it except for, like, by accident.
Well, no, I know, I mean, I know it, you, not so much anymore, I guess, because there's less shame associated with fan fiction. But it used to be that when people got professionally published, they would delete all their fan fiction so that no one could track them down as dirty, dirty fan fiction writers.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
Oh yeah, that happened that happened several times.
Remember, like, some fanfiction writers I followed said they were publishing a book, but I don't remember who, but I was like, oh, that's cool. So I didn't realize they were gonna, like, delete their stuff. Oh yeah. My god.
I mean, if they were nice, then they'd be like, they post like a couple of months in advance, they'd start posting, you know, like maybe add an author's note to each of their fics, you know, I will be removing all my fan fiction on this date, so download it if you want to keep it.
Yeah, like, oh,
but that's, you know, obviously if you have lots of fic, then that was a huge effort if you had to add that note to every single fic. But yeah, but I don't think that's quite so necessary anymore, because so many really established authors these days have completely unashamed roots in fandom.
Yeah, like that's kind of like where people learn to write.
Yeah. Yeah, but it used to be this thing that you had to hide.
Yeah, it's definitely changed over the last even 5 years.
Mm.
It's just definitely switched gears.
Yeah, I mean, you have like Naomi Novik, and you have how do you pronounce her first name? Shannon McGuire?
I have no idea how to pronounce her first name either.
Yeah, but yeah, the one for Every Heart to Die, that one. That author was also on Tumblr, you know, so that's also something. And like Neil Gaiman is on Tumblr.
On Tumblr?
Oh yes, he answers questions all the time. I feel so sorry for him, because I mean, first
why
of all,
why would you subject yourself to Tumblr, number one?
Well, because it's I think he likes to like being in touch with like with the fan base, because only so few will like have a chance to like go to a signing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does mean that he's being asked the same questions over and over. Like, are you really Neil Gaiman? And he has a picture of him with a sign that says, I am really Neil Gaiman .tumblr.com.
He should just sit one of these days, he should just say no and keep going.
Yeah, but someone asked him just the other day, I heard that you wrote fanfic. What's your three username? And he was like, oh, all the fanfic that I've written has been published in books, I'm afraid. Which is, of course, true, because he's written, like, Sherlock Holmes fanfic and stuff. He wrote the most amazing, this is completely off topic, but he wrote the most amazing Sherlock Holmes, how do you pronounce school, Stulu? I don't know, the Lovecraft. I've never heard it pronounced in my life.
I don't know.
But you know what I mean, Lovecraft with the monsters and everything?
No,
With C-T-U-H-L-U or something like that?
Cthulhu?
Cthulhu?
Cthulhu? Yeah, Cthulhu?
Something like that. But yeah, so he wrote the most amazing pastiche. It was really cool.
I gotta check that out. I haven't read like Sherlock Holmes in years.
A Study in Emerald, it's called.
Study in Emerald. I'll write that down. I just kind of want to check it out.
Yeah. Anyway. So. Yeah, so we've established that the fandom does exist mostly on AO3, and that a lot of people write like fixits and headcanons, and I guess there's a lot of fixing stuff and making sense of plot holes.
Yeah, it's mostly time travel fixit. Like, that is the most, like, I don't know. I haven't, like, done, like, statistics or anything, but, like, what I feel like I personally see more is, like, time travel fixit.
Yeah. Yeah. So who travels back mostly?
It's really a mixture of, like, Ahsoka, Padme, and Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, like, Luke and Anakin, but, like, my favorites are when Ahsoka and Obi-Wan go back.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, sorry. Getting over a cold.
Oh, yeah, it's that time of year. But yeah, and you mentioned that you do art, right? You animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do little animatics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, animatics, that's the word. I'm really sorry. I don't know which today.
It's okay.
Good. Okay, great. So animatics.
Have you published any of it since you say that you don't watch it?
I haven't. I published them on like my snap, on like my Instagram story occasionally because mm-hmm. I haven't. Like I said, I haven't really finished any of them. Like I have like these short little like at most 2 minute clips of them for something. And I haven't finished them. Like I drew like a Miraculous Ladybug AU mm-hmm. of it for like that one scene where you know he's gonna like fight Obi-Wan to the death. And ooh. I have, you know, the burn animatic, and mm-hmm. I don't even know what else I have. It's, like, a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's, that's what I don't really write fan fiction. I used to, but I don't anymore, because mm-hmm. I just don't have the energy to write, like, Star yeah. Wars fan fiction, because there's just so much to take into consideration while you're writing it. You're just like,
God.
I don't know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so. just if you stick to the movies, that's already, it's 9 movies.
I know, like, it's 9 movies, and I don't even like 3 of those movies, so.
But they're still canon, so.
Still canon. I mean, after you watch Rise of Skywalker, you can determine whether or not you want to keep them canon.
Okay, oh, that bad, ooh, that bad, that, okay.
It was that bad. Ooh. I can't, like. I won't spoil it for you, but it's... Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I've only read a spoiler-free review on the Mary Sue, and she quite liked it. I mean, she said it's not great, but she was entertained as a someone not in the fandom. She said, as a, like, non-fandom person, she was entertained.
Well, maybe. Like, I mean, it's definitely got some bullfuckery in there, yeah. Like, what the fuck did this come from? Kind of. Okay. Like, what the fuck? So, I mean, I thought, like, it was definitely entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, like, you'll leave, like, what? Like, at the end, so.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's, like, the first time you watch it, it's not bad. And then you start actually thinking about it, and it just gets worse. That's what happened with me with Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, that had to be rewatched several times.
Like, seriously, after the first 2 times, I walked down and I was like, yeah, I mean, I think I can live with this. I can work with this, with the parallel timelines and stuff. Yeah, I think I can work with this. And then the more I thought about it, there was, you know, the less happy I got.
Yeah, it was like, I've gotten to my peace with it. Was I happy about it? No.
Yeah.
Am I unhappy with how things are currently? A little bit. Mm. But I think I've come to terms with the fact that what happened, happened.
Yeah. And... yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, or like the, I'm more a Star Trek person than a Star Wars person. Seriously. Oh, if someone ever wants to talk about Kirk Spock with me, please.
That should be the next person's.
That would be like talking about Stucky. I'm like, oh my god, original. I've liked Holmes and Watson since I was like 11. So
that was really big thing.
And I mean, I was in. I mean, not like in a shippy way. I didn't know that there was such a thing as shipping, but I was really into their relationship and like the friendship and stuff. That was my favorite thing. I read all the Sherlock Holmes stories. And I mean, I was 11 much longer ago than you, so.
Probably.
And Kirk Spock was shortly after. But yeah. So, yeah, but Star Trek, so when the first new Star Trek movie came out, the weird thing is I still remember walking out of the cinema the first time and being like, oh yeah, that was great! Even when I walked out there, I was like, there's a couple of plot holes. This does not make sense. And why? And why is Sarek so nice? Sarek isn't nice. But overall, I liked it. And then I started thinking about it. And it doesn't really have anything to do with the Star Trek that I like. So, yeah, I had to stop watching it. I'm like, nope, sorry. Sorry, that's just me.
I feel that. Oh, man.
But yeah. Okay, sorry, Star Trek excursion, which, you know, for people, lots of, it used to be, is it still like that, that usually, like, Star Trek and Star Wars fans don't really get along? It used to be.
I feel like they get along a lot better. Like, I have friends, like, well, not my friends, but my sister's friends who, mm-hmm. you know, always come in and, you know, hang out with me. like Ellie's sister and her friends, and she, my sister's friend, she's like, yeah, I grew up in a household divided by Star Wars and Star Trek, and it's always like, do this more, do this more. But they got married, so I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom's a huge Star Trek fan, so yeah, so I think people can get along. It's just, it's a lot different now than it was, and there's not as many shipping wars as there was when I was, like, do you remember, like, 2012 where it got really bad?
I was never really in, like, in the fandom.
But, like, just, among any fandom, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there have been ship wars since time immemorial. And there were ship wars in Lord of the Rings fandom, where I was for a long, long time. There were ship wars in Harry Potter fandom. There were ship wars everywhere.
Yeah. I just, like, remember it got really out of hand in, like, the Alia fandom. Somebody, like, called the police on someone.
What?
And it was, like, I don't really remember all the details of it because I wasn't involved directly. Like, I was just kind of hearing about, like, the drama, like, secondhand. But it was just, like, really crazy. I'm just, like, so 2012, it's, like, 2012 to, like, 2014, it was, like, everyone was, like, super crazy. And, like, people were doing, like, roleplay, like, on Twitter. And I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, I guess, like, that
people
was
getting intense.
Yeah, I think that was about the time that the LJ strike through thingies, wasn't it?
LJ strike through.
Yeah, like that kind of was when I kind of left LiveJournal behind. I think my fandom timeline, it's all kind of becoming a blur. I'm getting old.
I can't even remember what I ate yesterday, so. Yeah.
But talking, like, ship wars, and what's the Star Wars fandom like with the, do Anakin Padme shippers have problem with, like, Anakin Obi-Wan shippers? Because I know that's quite a big ship as well, right?
I don't think here's the thing that I've noticed. Why not have both?
Ooh, polyamory.
That's what's been going on here. Like, that's what you'll see if you go on to, like, and you just don't put any filters on, you go through and there's, like, all, like, a whole OT3, because, like, why just settle for two when you could have three, you know?
Yeah.
I have, based on personal experience, I don't feel, like, comfortable with, like, Obi-Wan with Anakin. Like, just kind of, like, because of, like, the mentor-student kind of relationship they have, it's, like, the same. Like, I'm fine with, like, Obi-Wan and Mace Windu, and, like, I don't know how I feel about Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn, because I don't really know, like, that much about their relationship. But, like,
well, if you have a problem with mentor-mentee relationship,
yeah,
that's obviously, like, not for you.
Yeah, like, so it's not really my cup of tea, personally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's pretty big in the fandom, so just talking about, like, fandom general, like, people like both.
Yes, I always say polyamory, the solution for stupid, boring love triangle.
I know, like, I wish Miraculously Debug would just hurry up. And I don't know what they said, but
yep, I just we'll keep waiting for the first mainstream show to result. I mean, I know there has now there have been a couple of instances of polyamory, like, on TV and stuff, but they're still pretty rare, and it was never in one of the really big, like, shows.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the moment when that will happen.
I'm hoping for it. Like, I'm down for it. I want to see it.
Yeah, because seriously, love triangles, so boring.
It's just like, why don't you all kiss?
Yeah.
There's no solution.
Like, I really liked something I liked about Venom. Was that they, obviously that's kind of a love quadrangle. With Venom and Eddie and what's the name of his ex-wife and her new boyfriend Dan the doctor, and you know, and they're all really nice. I mean, Venom isn't nice, obviously, but yeah, you know, they all get along really well, and Dan isn't painted as the bad guy, so it's kind of like, I'm like, you know, I've read a couple of, you know, fix where they all get together. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
That works.
Yeah.
I feel like polyamory is what brings a lot of ship, like, it feels like it brings the end to a lot of, like, ship wars. Like, why not both? Like, some people are still gonna have, like, they're still gonna be, like, you know, I don't like it. But, like, I feel it brings, like, a lot of people together.
Yeah. Although I must admit that I do have some OTPs, like what I call my main OTPs, where I cannot read them with anyone else. I physically cannot. It gives me, like, I get all uncomfortable and stuff. And I know it's stupid, but
it's like they're cheating on someone.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting cheated on. I don't know.
Even if it's a threesome fic, I'm like, but they're supposed to be just the two of them.
No, it's like they cheated on each other, and it just, like, breaks my heart, and I shouldn't get so overly attached, but I do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, so it's, but, you know, no one said that we have to be logical.
I know, like, fandom in itself is just, you know, taking canon and making it something else.
Yeah. So it's entirely okay to say on one hand, polyamory, yay, and on the other hand, stay away from my OTP.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, essentially, yeah, that's a big, like, you can have both.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I, you know, I have main OTPs and I have lesser OTPs, and with the lesser OTPs I can work with, although even with, like, Stucky, I can work with Steve and Peggy and Bucky, I can work with that, because I really love Peggy, so maybe not, yeah, maybe I'm more flexible than I just said.
Yeah, but there's just, like, some things that you just can't, like, it just doesn't feel right, like,
yeah. But yeah, that's, I mean, that's what the exclusion search on AO3 is very good for.
That's what it's there for. Like, I really like how they added that in, like, ooh,
yeah, I mean, really, you were able to do it beforehand, but it was more complicated with, like, the minus before and stuff, so it's way easier. Yeah. Now
I mean, I feel like I've gotten spoiled on AO3.
Yeah, such a fan. I'm such a fan.
That's
cool. But yeah, Jesus Christ, the time we actually spent talking about this ship on this podcast, it's like, I don't know, a third.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I can't stop jumping around with you. Like, you're jumping, and then I just jump with you because I'm like, oh, this new thing.
I'm really sorry.
I'm the worst.
But the thing is, Star Wars is just, like, this huge thing. And it's like,
It's like a huge sandbox.
Yeah.
For fandom.
Yeah. And one of that was, like, it's, yeah, it's been around forever. It's like, I'm not even in the fandom and I know so much.
Yeah, like, it's really easy to get, it's like one of those fandoms, like, it's really easy to get into. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, some fandoms, you need to go watch, like, all 900 of the episodes and then mm-hmm. watch all the special movies and OSTs. Whereas this fandom, you watch, like, two or three movies and you got the plot.
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe to bring it back to Anakin and Padme, like, what's, like, if you had to tell someone what's, like, the quintessential thing that you like about them and why they should give them a chance despite the tragic ending?
Let me think. I guess just their dynamic, like, who wouldn't, like, how do I describe it? Padme is a badass, mm-hmm. and Anakin's kind of an emotional wreck, and, like, but she isn't his therapist, and yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just, like, they have a nice dynamic, and I really like it, and that's why people, like, should kind of give it a chance, because, like, mm-hmm. it has an interesting dynamic you don't see in a whole lot of other movies.
Yeah, and they have the forbidden love angle, which is very appealing.
So, yeah, that's why, I'm kind of shallow about it, but
yeah. I mean, really, who you can't really blame Anakin for falling in love with Padme, right? I mean,
yeah, she's awesome. A badass.
Yeah, you have to maybe squint a little to see why she falls in love with him.
I know, like, I'm always thinking, like, she could have done better. Like, Obi-Wan was right there.
I think that is that also quite a popular ship.
I don't think it's as popular. I think it's kind of, like, a little bit more far and in between.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's still, like, there. It exists.
Yeah. Okay. And, of course, it works very well if you go the polyamorous route.
Yeah, then it all works out. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, they came as a two-for deal, so.
Yeah, so do you have anything else that you want to share before we move to the Rex Corner?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, so what fix do you want people to absolutely know about?
Ghosts on Coruscant is pretty good. Ghosts mm-hmm. on Coruscant. I wrote some down. Hold on, I gotta find them.
Yes, I mean, you're going to have to send me all the links so I can put them in the show notes.
I was, like, looking through them this morning trying to determine, oh, which ones do I want to do?
Are there still new, is there still new fic being produced these days?
Oh, yeah, there's, like, yeah. What's it called? I'm trying to, like, I can't pronounce it. It's, like, one where Padme goes, like, back in time through the forest, like, after Anakin dies.
Mm-hmm.
And the she tries to, like, fix everything, but I cannot remember the... I have it in my history. Sorry. I'm, like... I was up till 4 a.m., so...
Oh, a little... okay. You could have said. We could have rescheduled.
Oh, no. It's my own fault. I, like, couldn't sleep, and so I was, like... Huh. I was like, I'm trying to get, it's a long, complicated, okay, Zadkiel, there it is, called Zadkiel, I'll just, the Ghost on Coruscant, there we go, that's another really good one, it kind of, it's a little bit dark, it's not, it wasn't originally my cup of tea, but then I read it, and it was, like, really good, so it's really, mm-hmm. it can have, like, a really, like, weird, like, premise to it, but if as long as it's really well written, I'll read it.
Yeah. So do you prefer, like, epic 150,000 words?
Yeah. Yeah. I like slow burn. I like it long. And it has to be a little bit complicated. And that's my cup of tea.
So those are both canon-based, right?
The Ghost on Coruscant is AU based. It's where Padme doesn't die on the third movie.
Yeah, but that's canon divergent. Are they also like full blown AUs, like coffee shop or I don't know?
It's not a full blown AU. Like the first one is a mm-hmm. it's a time travel AU, and the other one is like Padme doesn't die AU,
yeah.
and she's you know working for the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
So there's gotta be like other ones. I just cannot. Like find my list. Like there's Missing and Presumed Dead, which isn't particularly about them, but you know, I swear I was more prepared for this morning. Oh, yeah. Assassin's Blade was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Lady Vader Tony King. She makes like a couple really good stories. So
yeah.
If you're looking for someone who could really write fanfics, look up Lady Vader 23. Like she's pretty good at writing.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, it's not me, I swear. I feel like I should add that in.
That's what I always do. When I read a fanfic that I really like, then I read the author and I'm like, please have written, you know, that. And I just pray that they've written more from like ships that I like. I'm like, please, 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 I want more.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Yes.
She's pretty good at it. I'm still mm-hmm. trying to like. I feel like she was the one who wrote the one I was talking about earlier, but I just cannot find it.
No, but yeah, definitely give me the link to AO3. So put that under favorite authors.
Yeah, it's like my favorite. Mm-hmm. She's like a really good author on it.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah, I think I don't really have a whole. I only look at authors if, like, the story really mm-hmm. jumps out on me, at mm-hmm. me, so.
Any other fix that you want to wreck?
I swear I had more, but I guess I can't think of them right now.
Well, if you can think of them, just send them to me later.
Okay.
I'll put them in the show notes.
They're really good.
Yeah. And, As an artist yourself, do you have favorite graphic art, like fan art or vids, animatics that you want to wreck?
I haven't really seen a whole lot of animatics.
Mm-hmm.
for the fandom for this particular ship. I cannot name the artist. I recently had my Tumblr account accidentally got deleted, you know, because Tumblr does that thing. So I had to restart. So I've lost all the people I was following. So
Oh no! So you can't even go through your tag.
I can't go through my following. Aww. Yeah. So like that's really stressful. But like there was one person who made like these really good like family comics for the Skywalker mm-hmm. family. Like if you know everything turned out okay, I'm pretty sure I can find them and link them to you yeah. later. But I just like, cannot.
Have you ever watched any like movie based fan vids like on YouTube or something?
It's mostly just been you know like AMVs or mm-hmm. like so like you know they'll put like a really good one is when they put like Welcome to the Black Parade.
Ooh,
that was a good one.
Ooh, yeah. You think that you was gonna, good? You think you can find that again?
Oh yeah, I can definitely find that. That has like seven.
Anything with My Chemical Romance has my stamp of approval.
I know. I love My Chemical Romance. Oh my goodness, I can't believe they're back together.
Yay. Yeah. I mean, I was more on the Fallout Boy side of fandom, but My Chemical Romance, I really, really like as well.
My Chemical Romance got me through high school.
Yeah, I just recently actually reread some Fair Art fic, and that was fun. Blast from the past.
Blast from the past. Do you ever go back and like listen to old songs and then you just like it hits you different? Like it hits you like the way it did when you first listened to it?
Hey, I listen to like Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance pretty regularly. It's like, oh, it's so cathartic. It's like, oh, yes. Any other recommendations?
Nope.
Nope.
If anyone finds that one fic, I mean, that's definitely something everyone should read.
Yeah.
There was fan art for it, and I can't find the fan art either.
Oh, no.
Heartbroken.
Yeah. Yeah, so who will I be talking to next, then?
So I've talked to a friend. His name is Das Sniper, and mm-hmm. he's in, like, every fandom. So
okay.
Like, I'll send you... to his Tumblr, but he's like mm-hmm. he's really good at fan fiction writing, so mm-hmm. I think he'll be a fun person to talk to. I'm not sure what ship he'll do, but
okay,
it's bound to be epic.
Ew. a surprise.
So yeah,
so people will just have to stay on after we've said our goodbyes to find out what I'll actually be talking about.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what he'll be talking about.
But... yeah, I'll get in touch with him, and then I add it to the outro.
Yeah, but yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Probably the least focused interview ever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, I'm jumping around.
Absolutely my bad. It was just like, you said something. I was like, oh my god, tiny. I felt like, you know what, like the squirrel, is that like a little cartoon where the squirrel is always like, I need to go there.
Yeah, I know, it's like a chipmunk, just like,
yeah,
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Cannot stay in one place for long. I feel like that every single, I have no attention span ever. Like, that's probably really bad for considering what job I have, but like.
I'm having a bad brain week, so my attention span, my that's why I'm always now when I have trouble finding words and remembering shit, because yeah, depression brain sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like depression, and it's almost brain. Christmas. Where can I have
know.
I want a refund.
I want to take my brain back in and get a replacement.
Yeah,
because this one's not working right. Like the serotonin and dopamine's just not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on 5 different medication and it still sucks. Yeah, I want a refund.
I want a redo. Mm-hmm. Hi, just go up to like. Imagine if like life was like a Starbucks and you like got so and like depression was like soy in your latte. You could just go back and say, I would like something new, please.
Yep. Yeah, this tastes disgusting. I want something sweeter.
Please.
Yeah. So people would just have to suffer it through. Or maybe hopefully they'll find it mildly. Because I definitely had fun.
I had fun. This was fun.
Great.
Fun. And it's gonna be like a whole hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about the time that I usually aim for. I find that quite nice to listen to. Like if it's, I usually listen on double speed, so it's like half an hour, which I find quite, I can focus for that length of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if people want to find you and you're not, although you haven't posted any animatics.
Eventually, maybe like later today, I'll be able to post it. I'm almost done with this one, actually. It's just like four more seconds, but like those last 4 seconds are like,
oh no,
like 30 frames.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, do I want to do this to myself? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of have to.
Yep. I have a bit that I started after the Shadowhunters series finale. I was like, oh yeah, that's the song that I want to use for what might possibly be my last vid for that show. And seriously, I'm like 2.5 minutes in, and it's just, I'm not getting any further.
I know. Like, it just stops. The creative juices just stop after you've done it for a while. And it's just like, oh, it's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so where can we find you?
You can find me on Tumblr at KidsArt with two T's on the art, with a C instead of a K. Instagram, same story. YouTube, it's Renee, I guess, because I messed up and I was making my Gmail account and I didn't realize it did the same thing. No. Yeah, I could just send you links to them, because that's right.
Yeah. Okay, great. So thank you so much again.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, and I hope you have an enjoyable rest of the day. Not too exhausting. Again, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. This has been really fun.
Right. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea, the sea.
This wraps up the 25th episode of the Shipping Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our ramblings and might even check out some of the fanworks Katie recommended. As always, you can find them in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandom, ish.net. Incidentally, in the meantime, I did manage to watch The Rise of Skywalker, but since my opinion is unfortunately rather negative, and I do want this podcast to remain a source of positivity, I'll spare you the details. However, feel free to get in touch if you're curious, as long as you keep an open mind. The next episode will be released on January 31st, earlier for Patreon supporters, and I'll be talking with Trevosh about Koizo Ryoko and Seishiro Kitano from the manga The Angel Densetsu. As always with non-English fandoms, I beg your forbearance for my unavoidable mangling of the Japanese language. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as Shipping_cast, and you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast on all major and some minor podcasting platforms. A full list can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast. This also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics, and that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast. Also, I'm hoping to one day be able to afford transcripts to make the podcast more accessible. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on Shirazade.net, although I'm not active on all of them. I've also joined Mastodon as Shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.